Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right. B-Maz and Beamer back with you here on WBEN. Joe, how's it going?
Brian, it's going great. It's a Tuesday morning. The sun is out. We're here on the radio. We're doing what we love to do. Talking to people we love to talk to.
Yesterday, Joe, was like fantastic. I couldn't believe it. Went outside. I mean, because it was fine throughout the day. You know, it was okay. But then, like, I don't know, like 3, 4 o'clock, the weather turned. The humidity, like, evaporated. It was, like, 70-ish degrees outside.
It was perfect.
So, I mean, we put our son to bed, and I'm just like, I got to go out for a run. Like, I got to use the weather. And so I went out. I ran for a few miles. I came back. Back deck cigar, reading a book. Just
very nice.
I'm like, you have to enjoy that kind of weather because I feel like it's been a while since we had it. I mean, it's been hot. You just want to hang out inside. The humidity, I'm just not a huge fan. Yesterday,
I'm not gonna lie, I thought this morning was great. 57 when I walked out the door.
Yeah,
it was nice, like it. Short hoodie weather. Walking to the car, I really enjoyed. 57 to 65. I could probably live in that all year. Obviously, I like some warmer temps, but I could probably live in that all year. It was very comfortable to walk outside to until one of the sprinklers outside my building turned on, and I got some morning sprinkler. But beside that, it was fun.
You got a morning sprinkler. You know, I was driving in here, and one of the sprinklers that's on the property here was like pointed onto the road. I mean, it was... just all over the car.
Free car wash.
But like, it's like making the road all wet. Like, it's just pointed at the road.
Yeah, complete waste of water.
Yeah, I mean, just like, what's going on here? You're watering the road for no reason? Anyways, busy week in my house, Joe. I saw this story and I just got a kick out of it. The governor yesterday signing into law a bill that does away with the local sales tax on diapers. There was already no state sales tax, but now no local sales tax as well. And I thought, just my luck, because just this week, we stopped using diapers in the house. It's potty training week, boot camp in my house, no more diapers. And of course, just as we do that, they signed into bill saying the diapers will be cheaper.
If only they would have done it a month earlier.
I know. Save nothing. On the diapers.
So now, how does this go? Do you have like diapers for backup when you go out? Do you still put a diaper on? What is this really just cold turkey diaper training?
Yes, that's what it is. They call it. My wife said they call it 3 days of hell. It's not. You know, that's a little bit of an overstatement if you ask me. No, I mean, I guess with some kids it probably would be. But he's. You know, yesterday was just no pants. Nature boy. Running around, there's just nothing.
In success?
Yeah, for the most. I mean, there was no accidents or whatever.
Good.
You go. There's a lot of prompting, like, do you have to go? Why don't you go and try? You know, sit on the potty, do this, do that. So there's a lot of that.
You ask this throughout the day.
Yeah, but you know, it was a success day one. Now he's, you know, he's just wearing like some shorts or whatever. But there's no diapers, no at all at night. There's like a pull up.
Right,
because you know at night, like, yeah, hypnotize him or something. I don't understand how that's going to work.
Oh, believe me, me either.
Yeah. but that was kind of.
Now, how's he taking to it?
I mean, he's very excited, right? So, you know, potty training, yay. It's, you know, it's a big thing, right? He's excited to do it.
Is he happy to show you that he is trained?
Well, he gets a couple of M&Ms every time he goes, so he gets very excited.
Okay.
You make a big deal out of it, like, way to go, good job. But, you know, it's a little bit, there's no leaving the house for 3 days. That's like the 3 days of hell part of it. It's just, you're there, we're doing it, you're watching him like a hawk because you never know if he starts going in the corner or whatever. Someone asked if the new bill includes adult diapers. Yes, it does.
Oh, there we go.
You're in luck, sir. the part that I am a little... I was thinking this Sunday before we started this is I feel like everyone makes a big deal. You're a parent. Like, oh, out of diapers. You know, just wait till they get out of diapers. It's great to be out of diapers. And it totally makes sense. You get to stop buying the diapers. They're very expensive.
Right.
And you don't have to change them all the time. Like, that's great. But, like, in the immediate future, that transitionary phase here, the idea of this is that you do it quick. Like, there's no diapers. There's no anything. It's just these 3 days, you're going to learn how to go to the bathroom.
Seems like the best way to do it.
But you still have to help them out, right? You still have to, you know, there's a whole thing. I was thinking this, you can't wait to get him out of diapers, but, like, in the short term, until he can, like, really go on his own, and you're not worried about any accidents or anything like that, I'm going to miss the diapers.
Right.
Just because, you know, I'm not going to miss changing diapers and all that kind of stuff, but there is like a pre-potty training with the diapers. There's a sense of you're not really worrying about it.
Right. Now it's on top of your mind, and you have to keep asking.
Yeah.
You sure you have to go? Do you have to go now? You sure you don't have to go?
If it goes in the diaper, I'll deal with it. But now it's like a whole thing. It's like built in. You got to bring, like, you go out somewhere, you're going to have to bring a seat to put on top of the seat.
Right. And
he's
the M&Ms.
A kid, he'll fall in.
And the M&Ms.
I didn't think about that either.
Right.
I better. He gets mad.
I can imagine.
When I came home from work yesterday, and he went, and I'm like, all right, let me get an M&M, and I gave him an M&M, and he got angry because he goes, no, two.
Yeah, I can understand.
Like, I didn't know. I didn't know two. Sorry, my bad.
Shouldn't be getting less.
I know, but we're going. He's kind of got it, but it's just... that first trip out, I'm not really looking forward to as much.
Right.
It's going to make things a little more complicated.
That might be how this is the 3 days of hell. That might be the trip of hell. Because really, that's your main focus isn't going to be what you're doing. It's going to be, you sure you don't have to go and worrying if an accident may happen.
I guess the big things with kids is, you know, they don't really understand. You take them away from something that they like doing.
Right.
You know, they don't get that, like, oh, we'll be right back and it'll still be here. They're just like, oh, you're taking away, like, what, I have to stop playing or whatever. So I'm worried about, like, I love taking to the library. Just, you know, reading books or playing with the stuff there. He's not going to want to go, even if he has to go, because he'd be like, no. Then all the books will be gone.
Right.
Like, no, you don't understand.
Everything will still be here.
They're still here.
It won't be if you do actually not go to the bathroom.
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping... So someone's saying, train four sons, drop some Cheerios in there and have them aim. I got to do that. We have to get like a better stool, step up thing, because I'm like, oh, he's too short. And I was like, oh, kids have stools for that. Right now, I'm just worried about taking a seat down there and going to. Anyways, if you have any suggestions for me.
Yeah.
That's my day. It's a consuming thing. Like, it's all, as soon as I leave here, like, that's the day.
That's
what we're doing from then until bedtime.
But it's a huge payoff. I mean, at the end, it's a huge payoff.
Yes. In the end, hopefully.
Right. Right.
In the end, it's a big payoff. But anyways, that's my thing. I'm lucky to say, if you win the Mega Millions, I don't have to spend it all on diapers. I mean, that's the payoff.
No. I mean, you still have to do the potty training. The money will not...
Yeah, the money can't offset...
Yeah.
The work that goes into the potty trade. That's the big problem there.
But, I mean, $470 is the cash option right now, if you took the cash option on this.
How about that? Is that, like, disappointing?
If I won a million, I'd be happy.
I think it's very disappointing. If you are told, You see, you can never make somebody saying, did you ever see the Squatty Potty, by the way, on that text board? 803-0930 if you want to weigh in. Have I ever seen the Squatty Potty, sir? You're talking to
the king of Squatty
the
Potty.
The only unpaid Squatty Potty spokesperson in the world. I'm waiting for that deal.
I was going to say, Brian's been trying to get that sponsorship for what, the last decade?
Yeah, that's all I want. That's all I want. I've given it to everybody. Everyone who gets married gets a nice gift. And then on top of the gift table, Squatty Potty.
That's right.
But no, it's crazy to think that you can win $470 million and still kind of feel a little jilted. But that's what you do. When you see the grand prize, $810 million for the Mega Millions. And it's like, all right, cash please. And it's like, all right, 470. I feel like you would, even though you just won almost... You know, you want a ton of money. You want almost $500 million. You would still be like, I thought it would be more.
Right, right.
You couldn't help yourself.
I thought, you know, this half a bill is nice. I thought it was going to be closer to a bill. But, you know, Brian, I notice this every time we get paid, right? Every other week, if you look at the pay stub that you
have. I thought it would be more.
Right, every week. I'm surprised and just shocked by the amount of taxes that are taken out. This is that... On a bigger level, which brings up the next question, Brian. Do you take the cash option or do you take the buyout option and you get a paycheck, a second paycheck every year instead of all at once? And you actually get a little more money in the long term.
I always forget, what do they say is the smart thing to do? You take the cash and then you hire a financial advisor and make... That money, make money.
Did a financial advisor say that?
You put it in the market, which actually would be a terrible idea right now, it seems.
Right.
But that's like generally speaking, you take that money and you find a way to
make more
have
money.
It make more money than right. just what you would make. You know, it's hard to imagine making more money than the, you know, how much would the taxes be if you got it, the payouts? You still don't get the full 810
no,
million.
No, but it's taxed on a smaller amount.
Yeah, say you get then it's like 670 instead of 470 million over the course of period. It's still a lot to make up, you know, almost $200 million.
Right, yeah.
To, you know, make that up in the markets or something.
I mean, how happy is New York State if you win the lottery?
Yeah.
If you win the Mega Millions, because they'll get all that money.
They get all the money, yeah. That's right. They should be pulling for me. Buy me some tickets to New York. But what do you do? How would you handle it if you won this Mega Millions 803-0930? I think I am kind of like most people, right? You win, you're in shock, you do nothing for a month. Like you think about it for a month.
Oh yeah.
And then you do like I think the normal things. The house, you pay off your house, you pay off, you know, whatever debt you have, your car payment. Anything like that.
Or you get a new car if you have one that's in the shop all the time?
Yes. Yes. You ditch the PT Cruiser. You get a new Honda.
I don't still drive a PT Cruiser.
I wish you did, to be honest. I would like to take a ride. But no, you do things like that. You pay it down. Okay.
Right.
So that's like step number one is that you don't have to worry about like those big expenses anymore. Then you still have this huge sum of money.
Right.
Assuming your house isn't a $200 million house.
Right. Which, and then you probably wouldn't need the Mega Millions, but that's...
And then, what's step two? You know, what do you do step two for that? Do you go and look for somebody else? You know, your parents, your kids, somebody close to you. Do you know, some sort of... Is it their house? Is it a car for that? Is it something that you can help out somebody who's helped you out in the past? I feel like that's step two. You're always kind of looking for that thing.
Yeah.
And then you still have, hopefully, a lot of money.
Right.
Then it's like, all right. Like, then it's game on. Like, once you do that, I feel like that's the answer everyone has. You know, pay off the house, pay off that. That's the obvious thing. Once you do that, and you're still left with $400+ million, then what is it?
See, I think you go in a little different direction. I think that what you said is number one is number two. Because I think before anything, you decide, I'm going to take half of this and save it right away. Save it, invest it, whatever you want to do. You do with half of it, right? Don't just pretend that money's not there. Put that money away. And then, like you said, Brian, yeah, you buy off your house, you buy off your car, buy a new car, pay off all your debt, right? Any debt you have remaining, any credit card debt, school debt, I think you pay that off the same with everything else. Then family members, obviously, you want to help them out. And then do you splurge? But you don't want to become the person in Michigan that won, you know, a couple hundred million dollars and then, what, 5 years later was bankrupt.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that that is not a possibility in the way you are divvying this up, because it happens way too often.
How different is your life on a day-to-day basis? You win that. How different do you make it? Because you could, if you wanted to, make it very different. You could quit your job. Right. I mean, that's part of like the phase three, right? Is do I still work? Do I quit my job? Could I live off this for the rest of my life? Well, I mean, that's the decision you have to make.
You could. I mean, I would not quit. I mean, I would stay working because I don't know what I would do all day.
Well, here's the thing. Do you quit your current job? And, you know, this isn't you in particular, because you open the show. Love being here at work.
I do.
But do you quit your current job and do something that you think you would love doing? Do you move to a low stress, right? Do you move to a low stress, enjoyable job that the income stream doesn't matter that much?
Not important.
Are you, you know, do you move from your office, let's say, to be a greeter at the Albright Knox? You know what I'm talking about? But like the, something like that where someone might really enjoy it. You know, if you are, if you're a Sabres fan, do you leave your day job and become the guy who gives the towel to the guys in the penalty box?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you try and seek out something like that? Because everyone always says, like, I would miss the job. I'd miss doing the day-to-day. Well, okay, but now you might have the freedom to say, okay, well, I still want to work. I still want to do something. But do you now turn that into, okay, well, I'll work, but I'll take way less money.
Right.
And I'll do something I think I'm going to really enjoy.
I mean, they took away my favorite job at the arena. I would like to be the goal light guy, but unfortunately...
Oh, the goal judge.
The goal judge is no longer
You're
there.
You're basically like an official, though. That takes a lot of politicking and training, I think, to be the goal judge guy. They're up in the press box now.
Oh, so they still do exist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But they're just, you know, monitoring the video. They're in a separate booth. The door's locked and closed.
Not as cool as being in that chair right behind the net.
No.
That's awesome.
Yuck it up with the fans.
Yeah, exactly. that would have been. It's just, it's not the sexy job that it was when I was a kid.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, beer vendor, though.
Oh, beer vendor, yeah.
Wouldn't be that bad.
Conehead needs
a lot
some help.
Of the game.
You would, but you could put yourself in a position at important times.
Yes.
You know, 5 minutes left, I can't sell beer. I'm still here. I'm going to watch the last 5 minutes of the game. Hopefully it goes into overtime.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do something like that. Someone on our text board, how much is the radio station worth? I mean, there's a, I have no idea. But $800
True.
Million? Dollars?
True. I'm not a good boss. So.
Run it into the ground, but.
Yeah, yeah. I would probably make some very poor decisions.
But that like part three is what's interesting to me. You know, because everyone, I feel like most people would say the same thing. What do you do instantly? Pay off the house, pay off the car. You know, any debt that you have, get rid of it. You help out whoever's close to you, who's helped you out in the past. And then part three. Now, all right, you have this huge sum of money. You don't have any immediate concern. What do? Is it quit your job? Do you all of a sudden change your lifestyle? Do you splurge? Are you buying a big new house? For a lot of people, that's it. Are you buying a fancy car, a dream car? For some people, that's it too. Or do you do some of the things that are mentioned here, which I would have never thought of before?
Most lottery winners will buy new cars or homes and pay off debt. But some will start their own TV shows. Wrestlicious, founded by Jay Vargas.
She whips her into the corner.
The show folding after one season. Others launching a more successful endeavor. Titanic Irish Whiskey, founded by a winner with a taste for the hard stuff. And John Cootie, one of a $319 million jackpot winner in 2011, donated part of his sum to build a water park in his hometown in honor of his and his wife's parents.
That's Will Gantz. Now, there's a little bit of a different thing. It's not exactly what we were talking about, quitting your job and going to do something you might enjoy. Starting your own whiskey company. I mean, that's taking your money and creating your new job for you. And that's, I mean, that is, you're spending a lot of money to do that.
It's also putting your money at risk.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that a risk that you would take?
No.
It's something I never would have thought of before, because I think when you think winning the lottery, you spend on stuff that you enjoy, and then you just kind of sit on it or put it in some savings or investment and enjoy it over time. You don't really think of adding, you don't think of a passion project like that, adding more work. Most people are thinking the opposite of adding more work.
Yeah, and again, if I win that money, I don't want to risk it. Like I said, I want it to be around for me and for my family. But hey, I mean, there are people there. And I also don't find myself to be that smart, so I'm not sure I could really come up with a good company that would last. Again, I've been known to make some poor decisions. So for me, Brian, it would be get the essentials out of the way and keep living my life the way I do now, right? Maybe get something to step up from a Civic when it comes to a car. Maybe. Obviously go on a nice long vacation somewhere I have not been before. That would definitely be part of the splurging part. But I don't want to risk. I'd be so nervous with any other endeavor to risk becoming a news story, you know, 5 years later for losing all that money. I don't want to be that statistic.
All right. It's an interesting discussion. 803-0930. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, welcome back. It is BMaz and Beamer, and I have a question for you. Is your garage door ugly? Well, you can win a brand new one from Clopay by entering the Hamburg Overhead Door Ugliest Garage Door Contest starting next week. No purchase necessary. Stay tuned. May the ugliest garage door win.
Seems like a good deal.
Yeah. The uglier your garage door, the better chance you have to get a new one.
If you won the lottery, you wouldn't have to enter the contest.
You wouldn't.
You could afford your own new garage door.
And that, I think, goes as part of that number one on your list, Brian, the pay off your home. I think you also do necessary improvements around your home, which would include your garage door.
Well, see, there's the question, right? And if you're just joining us, 803-0930 to weigh in. We're talking about the lottery, the Mega Millions, $810 million, the grand prize. If you take the cash payout, it's $470 million, which you'd never be disappointed winning $470 million. But
when you were told one number.
Yeah, it just, right? It's a little bit different. Anyways, you win this, what do you do? I mean, aside from the first things, pay off all your debt. You pay off your house, you pay off your car. You maybe if there's somebody who's really close to you who has some sort of struggle, you help them out. Then what do you do? I think that is one of the big questions, Joe. You know, do you remodel your house? Do you buy a whole new house? Do you move into a different neighborhood? Do you live large in luxury? Or do you just kind of stay where you are and let's just say, maybe I like my area, but let's move to the nicest house on the block next time. I mean, how do you treat that? I mean, some people would probably live in a very modest home and would keep it that way, just
yes,
pay it off and then keep going.
I, you know, for the immediate future would keep living in the apartment I live in now. Like I said, for me, it would be paying off my debt. It would be getting a new car because that just continues to be in the shop. And again, helping those out around me as well, obviously. I would splurge on a nice vacation. Go see a few more Virginia Tech road games the year after winning. But I do have to say, I'm on a winning streak, Brian. And we forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show. I won $4 on Powerball yesterday. So, I mean, no telling how I can ride this winning streak. I took that $4, by the way, and bought two Mega Millions for tonight. So we will see if the winning continues.
I like it, Joe. I like the good attitude and positive thinking. Here's the thing with the house. I think I'd move. You know, and I like where I live. You know, I love my house, but it's I have an old house. Things break all the time. You'd have to fix it up and right. And it's like this way anywhere, right? But I think I would spend after the original. You'd pay off your house, and then I'd immediately sell it. And you'd move into, there has to be some sort of level between like mansion, like ridiculous celebrity home.
Right.
And modest house, right? Like what's the in-between step?
That's where you want to be.
I think that's where I would want to be.
Okay.
Maybe I would want to be in the big celebrity mansion home thing. But I think I'd want to be in like the modest in-between step of that.
Yeah.
And can I live in the same neighborhood?
I don't want to have...
No, the answer is no.
I don't want to have the house that people drive by and say, oh, that's the guy that won the Mega Millions. Yeah. Yeah.
Needs to blend in with the neighborhood.
Right. Like I said, I would for now, stay where I am now. Like, I would upgrade the things that need to be upgraded. And keep on going on with the way I live my life now. Now, that's probably not the reality when you get the money, right? But that's my mindset going into it. I'm going to sit on a lot of the money, and I am going to pay off what needs to be paid off and just live my life the way I'm doing it now.
I would want to move into a place. I'm not like a car person. I'm just give me a nice, normal car that works. Like, I don't need anything exotic, anything super cool. I just a solid working car.
Yes.
I'd like a nice house. Here's the thing. You want the house, but then the house plus. Like a modest house plus. Like a little room for, is there space somewhere for me to buy a bubble hockey table and put it in there? Is there, a music room? Can I have my own music room? And then also
to work
like
on your recorder?
Like an outdoor bar. Somewhere like a separate from the house party shed shack thing in the backyard.
So in this in-between home that you're talking about, a yard is important to you.
A yard is important for sure.
Okay.
And then somewhere in the backyard, it's not the garage, but it's like a shed that has like a bar you can smoke a cigar in.
Yeah.
It's separate from the house.
I like that.
It's out there.
I'd visit that.
And that's not, I don't think that's going like celebrity house, but it's definitely more than the modest house.
Now, someone also said, you know, start checking things off your bucket list. So, Brian, as soon as you find out that I win the Mega Millions, you know where I'm booking a trip to.
You're spending a whole month in Wyoming.
No, Montana.
Montana. That's right. Sorry. I mix up the two. I don't know why.
I mean, I would be able to through the whole state of Montana. I mean, that talk about my bucket list. That would be a great start.
Jimmy right now is biking across New York. You would bike across Montana.
Yeah, or, you know, have someone drive me.
A bear would just, like a buffalo would gore you off the
That's why I think I'd have someone drive me, you know, so that someone that knows Montana.
I like that. The bucket list thing, I think that's where, like, you hit on I spend a majority of the money. If I win the lottery, there's, you know, you'd give to some charitable causes.
Of course.
I'd stay in my modest house plus.
Right.
Is what I'm calling it. Extra modest.
So you wouldn't try to make your house a modest plus?
There's not enough room.
Okay.
I would have to buy, like, someone else's house and knock it down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not enough space there. So I'd modest house plus. You keep the normal car and everything. You'd keep just living your normal life with the exception of... Now, it's not things to buy for yourself, it's things to do. Now it's like the things that you want to do, now you can just go do them and not really think about it. So I think I would stay working, I'd stay, you know, keeping that steady income, and you'd use the bulk of your money to, you know, what World Cup's coming here in 4 years.
Exactly.
Guess where I'm going? I'm going to every U.S. game,
right.
And I'm going to the final, and that's how I'm spending money. I want to go over to Europe or something like that. I'm going and doing it. There's every single concert that comes to town, we're going to do it. Right. You know, things like that, that you, now you're thinking, well, you have to live within your means. You can't just go and do everything you want. I think that's the big difference. It's, to me, I think the older you are, the more you, you know, some people like the fancy car, the things like that. For me, it's just the experiences are a lot more than I would turn into you with Virginia Tech. I'd be traveling to go watch the Bills and
yes,
stuff
but
like
you'd
that.
Be flying and not driving 8 hours both ways over
maybe
a weekend.
It depends. Like, and that's the other thing. Like, not looking to, we're not blowing the bank out. We're right. not getting the
you're
penthouse.
Still looking, you're still going on Priceline. You're still looking for the
yes.
cheapest options.
Yes, I'm still sitting middle seat Southwest on my way to see the Bills
right.
play in, you know, wherever, right. Jacksonville.
Because overpaying for something, as we talked about yesterday, is still overpaying for something. Now, I wonder how your list changes, because obviously this is not quit your job money, and we both said we wouldn't even with $470 million. But say, Brian, you buy a Mega Millions, and you also buy a New York Lotto ticket, right, for tomorrow's New York Lotto drawing, which is $2.1 million, right? So you'd probably go home with something in the 970 range. What does that list
okay.
look like?
Okay. That's
get what I'm saying?
That's tougher.
Right.
Because now it's
that's
like,
not life-changing list.
It's hard limit.
Yeah.
It is life-changing.
Life-changing.
But it's not.
Because you get rid of debts. You
yes.
can make upgrades. But it's not. You're going to pay off debts, make upgrades. You're not going to have $200 million sitting in a savings account.
Right. I think that's the one. That's like, it's in an account for a while. Well, you figure out what to do with it.
Right.
Like the person who just texted now, first of all, invest the money and live off the proceeds. I mean, generally speaking, you get the right person to handle your money, and over time, that will hopefully work out. You win almost $1 million today and go put it in the market right now.
Right.
Is anyone going to do that?
No.
I mean, that's...
That's talking about risking your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the way that's going. Maybe that's not the best option for you. So I don't know. You'd probably get somebody to help you make it last as long as possible.
Right.
But you're certainly not quitting your job.
No.
Do you pay off your house or do you keep your, you know, we talk to Jill Schlesinger every Monday. She's the first to say, you know, not all debt is bad debt. You know, sometimes it's nice to have, you know, who knows what might happen in life. To just have the extra money, whereas, say, if you just, I'm going to use that money to pay off my house. Okay, well, there's, you know, a tenth of it gone or whatever that is. That's gone.
Right.
You know, you don't have, you have it in a home and, you know, some equity, but that's liquid money that's gone. You know, sometimes it pays to have that money there. So I think that's, I would be almost too nervous to spend it on a lot of things.
Right, exactly.
Right?
I mean, that list goes down. Like, for me, the number one thing would still be to pay off debts. And that may or may not include house payment. I'd have to talk to Jill. But that would mean any kind of credit card, any kind of loan that I have hanging over my head that's not associated with a mortgage, that gets paid off, right? I mean, that you can still upgrade your car, right, if that's something that is going to be happening in the very near future anyway. But I think it's that's difficult. That's not money where you're checking everything off your bucket list, right? You'll take a nice lavish vacation with it, but if you want that $970,000 to last, that list gets very small of things you can do. Still, a good chunk of money. I've bought a New York Lotto ticket, but it's interesting how those two lists are different. They're both things that will help you. You'll be in a better position after winning, but it's very interesting how those two different lists vary when you have one that. The grand prize is $2.1 million. Another one's $810 million.
Yeah, so what do you do? 803-0930 on our text board. You can give us a call, too, on our text board. Somebody saying, set up a mobile veterinarian practice to tour the country, providing services to help dog rescue groups.
I love
what
that.
What a noble idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very nice. Travel, make improvements to my home, and this is somebody who's texting in saying they're already retired. I mean, is that the time? Is it better or worse to win the big lottery, Joe, if you are already retired and then you take the whole do I quit my job off the table? Or when you're still of working age, if you're like 30 years old, when you still have a lot of work ahead of you and then you have that tough decision to make, you don't want to make the wrong one.
Well, because I do think, and you know, I haven't seen anyone on the text board that said they wouldn't quit their job, or that they would quit their job. I think if you are still working, right, you have all this time ahead of you, you're going to spend that money differently. But if you're retired, Brian, you can take a trip every week with that money, right? And you're like, hey, I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time, right? And every week is a vacation because maybe you're not, you don't care as much. You know, you're, you know, in your late 70s and your 80s. I don't know what age are people retiring these days. But you know, you have all this money and you're going to, hey, that, if I was 78 years old and won the lottery, right, I would obviously put like $100 million for family, any kids I may have.
I like that.
Right.
$100 million.
$100 million. There you go. You're not going to be doing without. But then, hey, I'd live it up. I would enjoy myself, enjoy retirement more than I probably was already enjoying it, and really, really get the life experiences that, you know, were on a bucket list at one point in my life that I haven't gotten to yet. I think both have their fulfilling, at whatever age you win it, I think you can make it very fulfilling.
That's the big part. Experiences.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what I spend money. You pay down what you need to. You continue to live your life almost the same, with the exception of going out and doing like those fun things, the fun things that you would like. You're going to travel. You're following the bills every weekend, right? You know, maybe you're still working, but hey, guess what? I'm working 4 days a week, and you know, maybe I'm not going to get as far in the career as I want, but we're going to keep it at that, and all fall long. 4 days a week because Mondays are my day off because I'm traveling back.
I'm flying
from
back.
Watching the team. Yeah. you do something like that, right? Maybe that's the thing. I don't know. You know, maybe you are ambitious. Maybe you do use it to start a business. I'm sure there's a lot of people who have had a dream. Like the one guy who we played that clip for you. He started a wrestling show on TV.
Lost a lot of money.
Lost a bunch of money. But you know what? I bet you he had a good time doing it. Maybe.
Maybe.
I think it sounds like a good time. If that's your lifelong dream, you've wanted to run a wrestling show and do whatever you want with it. For that one season it was on, he probably was enjoying it.
Yeah, but I'm sure he looks back now. You know, sometimes some dreams are meant to just stay as a dream. Because when you live it out, you realize, I got to go win the lottery again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, the water park guy, I can relate to that.
That's fun.
I love a good water park. I like a wave pool that doesn't shut off every 20 minutes. So, you know, I can relate to that individual.
How many household chores would you outsource to somebody else?
You're assuming I do household chores.
Yeah, but, you know, like, would you be mowing the lawn? Let me tell you, my dry clean only shirts would actually be dry cleaned if I won the lottery. Right? They wouldn't go in the wash or the hanger to air dry.
You wouldn't, you know? You would get someone to mow your lawn? Landscaping company?
Oh, I think I would have to. If I won the lottery, the least I could do for my neighborhood would be to get somebody to keep some flowers alive.
Especially if you're in that modest plus home.
Yes.
You probably have a lot of houses around you that do the same.
And trust me, it would not be me to make the landscaping look very nice. So I would have to do something. I'd still mow my own lawn, though.
Yeah.
You'd still do that. I've always said...
Snowblow?
Oh, there's a good one. No, absolutely not. I would cut that out. I do like it sometimes being out there. It's like a little bit of a peaceful moment. You can throw the headphones on, throw on a record, and just keep on going. And there's something peaceful to that. It's, you know, it's winter lawn mowing, but it is kind of a pain.
Yeah.
So
especially
when
it keeps falling.
You'd have somebody else do that, probably. And I've always said if I ever won the lottery, one of the things I would do if I was ever very rich would be new socks. I would never wear the same pair of socks twice. I'd wear them.
Wow.
They'd be brand new, and then they'd go right in the garbage.
Same with underwear or just socks?
Just socks. Maybe underwear, too. I'd switch that out a little bit more frequently. But the socks thing, that's like there's nothing like a
fresh...
That's
very George Costanza of you.
Did he do that?
He said he wanted to have 365 pairs of underwear, so he only had to do one laundry every year.
Just one mega laundry every year. I there's just something about a fresh new pair of socks.
Yeah.
That it feels so good.
They never fit that way again.
They never do.
No.
They always get, you know, just a little tattered. They wear out on the bottom or somewhere. The fresh new pair of socks, I would have that every single day. And then that's getting started. Your day started on the right foot. New socks.
Did you literally?
You weren't here last week. You would have noticed a couple days. I had some new socks on.
Yeah.
I had a whole different attitude.
Yeah. See? You got to wear some new socks this week. Hey, before, so good luck. Good luck to everyone that is playing. Good luck to me. Good luck to Brian and anyone else who is playing the Mega Millions today. Brian, before we get out of here, I have to ask you, are you still eating Skittles?
I never really was
to begin with.
Not a Skittles guy?
I mean, I love Skittles, but I try and stay away from candies. I don't know the last time I would have had a handful of Skittles.
Does the report out now that says, you know, a lawsuit about the toxic chemical or toxic ingredient in Skittles, does that make you never want to buy Skittles again?
Is the ingredient sugar? Because that's like the worst thing for you.
You should probably click on the article. I'm not sure what it was.
I mean, that's right. Like, that's why I don't eat Skittles all the time,
right?
Because they're not good for you.
You like your teeth.
So is anyone really like, oh, Skittles are bad for you? What? Are you kidding me? Anyone who says that and says like, I'm going to sue. I thought they were good.
So you're saying people who regularly eat Skittles are probably not turned away from this news?
Yeah. I mean, if you're regularly eating Skittles and you think it's part of it's almost like the cereal. The only time you can eat junk food, I think, and be shocked when your health is impacted is if you're having like Apple Jacks every morning and on the commercial they're like, oh, it's part of a balanced breakfast or whatever they say at the end there. That might be a little bit misleading. Like, no, it's just sugar in a bowl.
Yeah.
So, like, there I can see, like, oh, wait, it's actually bad. You having a little bit of surprise for it? Or, like, pasta over and over again, something like that?
Right.
But Skittles, I mean, it's candy.
Right.
If you're eating candy all the time, and you're like, wow, I didn't know this was bad. You know.
Yeah. Let me,
that's on you.
Let me look at the rest of your diet. Hey, we'll be back here tomorrow. David is next here on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.